Thank you for the words. But I'm not from Slovakia, from Slovenia.
It's
difficult to understand.
Started with an S.
Is it possible to save European civilization? It's a tricky question. In recent decades, the world has faced numerous challenges that have questioned the existence of international order and the hegemony of the West. Globalization, emerging powers such as the Russian Federation, China, India, and the growing BRICS, along with various global crises ranging from financial to environmental, compelled the West, especially Europe, to rethink its role and strategy, yes, the form for the future. The question of whether it is possible to save European civilization has thus become crucial for understanding the future path European would take. The first step towards saving European civilization is recognizing and acknowledging that the world order is changing and that Western hegemony is no longer taken for granted. This requires moving away from the Eurocentric view and embracing a multipolar world where power and influence are shared with other civilizations and economies. Europe must develop a new foreign policy that respects diversity and advocates for multilateralism and cooperation with other countries and regions on an equal basis. Secondly, Europe must confront internal challenges such as demographic challenges, migrations, growing national movements, sovereignism, and anti-globalization sentiments, which undermine the fragile image of social cohesion and questionable European democratic values. To preserve European civilization, it is essential to strengthen the fading European identity, which should be based on common natural values, primarily respecting diversity and plurality, which are supposed to be characteristic of European society. Thirdly, Europe must adapt to new economic realities but by acknowledging that it is losing its primacy in all areas. Europe has long ceased to lead in innovation and development, which must be included in its considerations. The education and development system succumbs to American patterns, which largely hinder the development of independent thought and subjugate everything to neoliberal patterns. As a result, European development stagnates, the economy declines, even though attempts are made to save it by expanding the military industry. Europe faces severe consequences of globalization, such as deindustrialization and job loss, without ensuring social security and support for affected communities. At the expense of its own citizens, Europe allows uncontrolled migration flows, further weakening its own position and hindering development. This direction will sooner lead to the collapse of Western European civilization than to its solution. The Eastern European part of civilization will survive as it is based on the healthy foundations and the foundations of family, duality, respect of its own and other nations, and non-interference in the problems of other countries. Further, the environmental crisis with underlying changes is a natural cycle of the planet's life, which we must adapt to, but by no means follow the American patterns of disease, whose sole aim is to line their own pockets. Renewable energy sources are important, but not in a way that further burdens the environment, yet they are concealed due to the strong Western European and American propaganda industry. Fifthly, saving European civilization requires a comprehensive approach, which means that the Western European civilization world must accept the consideration of the Eastern European civilization world and by no means allow a repetition of historical events during the collapse of Roman Empire. If the Western European world renounces American-directed deviances and joins normal and natural thinking of the Eastern European part, primarily the Russian Federation, the solution to European civilization is possible. Otherwise, it faces collapse, dissolution, and drowning in degenerate deviances, internal disputes and conflicts, and cultural and economic collapse. Thank you.